C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, January 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Seems like our bank accounts can't catch a break. Annual inflation has been running above 6% for 3 straight months, and that means even a simple trip to the grocery store can take a big chunk out of your household budget. And that's left a lot of people making tough decisions about their food spending.
A lot of us, when we decide, okay, we're going to start cooking from home, we kind of get a little ambitious and we say, okay, we're going to cook every day, you know, and I'm not going to spend any money this week. And what we often find is that we just do not have the time.
But there are steps you can take before going to the grocery store that'll help you navigate rising prices. Our personal finance reporter, J.J. McCorvey, has been talking to professionals in the food industry to get their tips for saving money when buying food. He'll be here to pass those along after the break.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your CRM installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
With inflation now running at 7%, it's getting a lot harder to make a visit to the grocery store without experiencing sticker shock. But WSJ personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey has been gathering tips for shoppers who want to add more to their shopping cart without paying through the nose. And he joins us now. J.J., thanks so much for being here.
Thanks again for having me.
So you know, J.J., it's been a long time since steep inflation has forced consumers to adjust their food shopping habits. But there are people in certain professions that deal with this pretty often, right?
Yeah, the same issues that a lot of consumers are going through right now at home dealing with food inflation, a lot of chefs and restaurant owners are dealing with as well. You know, you think about chefs who have to keep the kitchen stocked, and the restaurant owners have a menu to maintain. And when certain items go up in price, you know, they sometimes have to make hard decisions about whether to substitute that item or not. You know, if it's a signature dish, for example, you know, that might affect foot traffic.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of those hard decisions that are now really on the shoulders of consumers. It's not unusual for somebody to go to the grocery store with a shopping list, but how do the experts you spoke with say that people can make a more detailed plan for food shopping?
So the thing that's paramount is to not just make a list, but to know what you're shopping for. A lot of times, I do this too, I'm very guilty of it, I don't make a plan. And so, you know, we end up spending way more than we need, or we have, you know, food that goes bad. Like I have a bundle of asparagus that's just kind of wilting in my fridge right now because I just, you know, forgot it was in there. And, you know, on other days that I planned to cook it, it just, you know, I didn't get around to it. So it's not just about avoiding impulse buying, but it's also about shopping for things that can be used in different dishes, not buying extra items that will eventually go to waste. And if there are some items that are affected by inflation, if you meal plan appropriately, you can plan for those products to be used in multiple dishes. So there's more versatility with those ingredients and you're spreading the inflation a little further.
You know, the food prices people are seeing are dramatically higher than they were a year ago, but there are still deals and sales to be had. Are there especially good places where shoppers can find store coupons and other discounts?
Yeah, so the experts I spoke to said to check the store's websites. You know, now you can, you know, go online to find a lot of those store sales. So there are several apps out there to help people track store sales. So one of the apps that my expert sort of suggested is called Flip, F-L-I-P-P, which aggregates the deals from nearby stores and just places them all in one app. So that's an example of something you can check before your trip, because you don't want to get to the grocery store and have no idea of, like, you know, how to take advantage of the sales there.
Now, since the start of the pandemic, a lot of us are cooking at home more often. How can people save money if, say, they're following a recipe to cook a meal?
So one of my sources, Beth Monsell, she is the creator of the food blog Budget Bites. And she gave a really good example for this question. She's talked about chili. You know, a lot of people use ground beef in their chili. So not only is chili a dish that can, you know, stretch over a few days, but, you know, because beef is something that is affected by inflation right now, she suggested during times like this, considering using half the amount of beef that you usually would, and then use a substitute for the other half, like lentils or other legumes, to kind of make up for the hardiness. And that's a way that, you know, you can use substitutions in, you know, in a more efficient way, you know, as price of certain items are high right now.
You know, JJ, planning to make meals at home is one thing, but that can be kind of a daunting task. Some people would rather just order out or pop a frozen dinner in the microwave. So if the idea of putting on the chef's hat in the kitchen is intimidating, how should they approach that?
Yeah, to your point, like a lot of us, when we decide, okay, we're going to start cooking from home, we kind of get a little ambitious and we say, okay, we're going to cook every day, you know, and I'm not going to spend any money this week. And what we often find is that we just do not have the time. And so Beth Monsell, again, the creator of the Budget Bites website, she suggested to start small, because you will start to get a handle on the ingredients that you like, the ingredients that you need to get regularly from the grocery store. And also, you know, if you choose like a versatile dish that can last a while, you know, that one meal to start might be all you need, you know, to get through a few days.
Now, we spoke earlier about making a plan before going out to the store, and that plan will change based on what you've already got in the house. So what role does someone's pantry or freezer play in keeping their food costs under control?
I think the key with pantry items is that, you know, they are shelf stable. You think about dried beans, dried rice, canned goods. These items can be kept for a long time, so you can buy them at a lower price and you're kind of locking in that sell price, for example, during times of inflation. And by all indicators, inflation, you know, will last through the year. But there's also the fact that shelf-stable items are often versatile. You think about like all the different dishes that you can use rice for, or pastas or tomato sauce. And so that's for the pantry. But the freezer as well, you know, I learned a lot from these experts when it comes to things that you can and can't freeze. Like, I never thought about freezing cheese, you know. Cheese is something that is among, according to the Consumer Price Index, cheese is among the items that are rising fast in cost. And so that's something that, you know, if you find a cheese sale, there's a, you know, a certain kind of Gouda or something that you like at the store, you can buy it on sale and then freeze it to kind of use in different dishes as you go.
And, you know, a lot of people go to warehouse stores like Costco and BJ's to buy items in bulk. But the experts you spoke with, they actually raised a red flag about buying food in large quantities. Why do they say that?
So buying in bulk can be really helpful, especially for people with big families. And, you know, if you can find really good deals buying in bulk. But the caution came from experts who wanted to make sure consumers were calculating the return on investment, essentially, like when you're buying in bulk. Because sometimes, you know, the price of the product doesn't really equal out to how often you're going to be using the product. Sometimes it goes to waste. So if you're going to Costco or BJ's or wherever, you just want to like look at the price tag and then how much supply you get for that order, and also like whether you're really going to use it.
Yeah, and because of the rising prices of food, there might be some more expensive things in the stores that people were able to buy at one point and they can't anymore. But you spoke to experts who say that maybe people don't actually have to give up those expensive items, right?
Yeah. So I spoke to Alex Hill. She runs the food blog, Just Add Hot Sauce, and she's also a recipe developer. And she talked about how she makes her own mayonnaise at home. And, you know, according to some reporting that we've done at the Journal recently, you know, some condiments manufacturers have predicted different products going up significantly in 2022. So, you know, if you have the ingredients to make your own mayo at home, you know, which is essentially like egg whites and oil, things like that, you know, that a lot of people do have sitting in their pantry and fridge, then you might want to consider making your own mayo, you know, giving it a try. What could it hurt?
Ah, like a creative project in the kitchen.
Well, we've all been taking on new projects in the pandemic era, so, you know, why not add another?
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your CRM installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.